N4OVQ, N4OVQ, N4DJC. Hey, I was looking at everything on APRS.fi, and everything looks good to me. I don't know why or how you're getting into that Carswell iGate or Digipeter, but man, you're getting into it. You've hit it a bunch of times, and I'm not sure. I'll be first to admit I don't know what's going on. But you've been pretty. Only been running 5 watts. You hit different ones. It may just be band conditions. Is all I can think of.
We're just looking at thing on the info on me, and I've been hitting that thing every 5 minutes for the last hour or more. And that's what I was, telling you earlier. I did that yesterday, but 3/4 of this day, I wasn't hitting nothing. So, I mean, that's got me puzzled, and I'm just, and like I say, there's one 10 miles up the road here, there's nothing over on out past you. I'm hitting Carnival, so, I mean, I guess that tickles me to death. I don't know anything about it, over.
The idea why it's doing it, but it's sure doing it, and it's hitting it. Everything looks like it's set right based on what I looked at on it. And I looked at the raw packet data on it, and it looked fine to me. There's one over there near Centerville. I don't have my computer with right now. One over there near Centerville that's I don't know if it's a weather one or not, but I think it's a. I can't remember the call now. Anyway, you were gating through that one too, a little light, but I can't. Like I said, I don't know why it's there, but it showed. It's if you look down to stations or go into the raw packet data and go down to your packet data and look at, keep scrolling down towards the bottom of the screen where it shows stations heard. Your call directly, and it's got that Carnival station on it. It's got it on there, good many times. The only reason I'm showing up on there right now is because sometimes if you go through D-Star, which I do, if I key up on D-Star, it shows my GPS position on it. But since it doesn't use traditional APRS, it uses what they call DPRS. Since it's using that, sometimes if you hit, depending on which station here's the which station it goes through, and sometimes it'll digipede it just like it will an APRS signal. But now my D-Star is just showing up under. I just got it set up as my N4DJC call without the -7 on it. So if you see that, that's not really APRS. That's converting from DPRS to APRS by D-Star.
I got you. Well, so, I kept telling you, I said, I keep hitting that one down there. I look at my raw package. That's what I've been looking at. And then I'll jump back to... But I done hit 5 or 6 different ones that I can see. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the info on me, and they got different times, but that Carnival, I've been hitting that thing all afternoon, so that's what I was getting at. I don't understand it when I should have hit a closer one up here, so I don't know how it works, but it could be propagation. I don't know. But, I'm trying to figure out. I see a lot of guys on there sending out weather information. I'm trying to figure out exactly how they're going about doing it. I know they got one personally at their house or whatever. That's something I'm interested in also, though.
Understanding is that the people that are doing that, it's like it just beacons, it may only beacon every 15 minutes, 30 minutes or something like that, but they've actually got an outside weather station hooked up and is sending out the weather info directly to the, by the packet. But most of those stations are not, they're not live, obviously just remote. So you can try to beacon them presses directly and you won't get anything back. And I see that a lot with airplanes too. If you can't beacon them directly, they won't answer. I mean, you'll receive the packet beacon from an airplane, but it's just got an APRS transmitter on it. And, you know, it's, I'm not sure if you could actually digipete through them or not. Some of them do have that capability, maybe. And I know some of the hot air, you know, high altitude balloons are the same way. You know, I think there's one, I don't know if it's going over next week or not. There's one coming out through Texas or somewhere, but I don't think we'll be able, or maybe Kansas, I don't think we'll be able to get that one. But I have seen them. I've received them up to 60,000 to 70,000 feet, but I think those are like weather balloons and that sort of thing. But what they've done, I believe, is they just put those low-power TNCs on them and, you know, maybe putting out a quarter of a watt or half a watt and sending out the beacons that way.
Well, I got a little weather station outside, and if I'm away from home, I can look and see what my weather is here, blah, blah, blah. Also, me and my brother, we got one just alike, and he's down in Santee. I can get it on my phone. I can look at his. But I don't think these are anything that could be used on ARPS, to my knowledge. That's what I'm saying. I see all kind of stuff on my radio, and then I go look at people on there, and I'm just trying to learn.
Things I did later on after I got a little more of the hang of what was going on was I set my filter so I wouldn't get weather stations, because a lot of times you'll get those beacons and they'll beacon about every 30 minutes or so. But like I said, I was looking mainly for live operators or somebody who's actually traveling, you know, and sometimes you'll see somebody in a car and you can send them a beacon, but you know, they may not answer, they may not answer till they get, you know, stationary somewhere, and some of them don't answer at all. But I did have a situation where I had my one of my radios set up. It might have been my D710 set up upstairs here, and it was beaconing out, and it beaconed out, and I got a reply from a guy from New York who was traveling through. He saw where when my beacon came out. He saw it with my beacon. It also set the frequency I was monitoring. So I called him on this repeater, and we talked for about 30 minutes or so while he was going through.
I tell you something else that's happened too. If you get a message, I got this thing set. This thing got like a little flashlight on. Okay, whatever, good. I guess you find your key to get your house on, but you can set that thing. If you get a message, that thing will blink off and on. Well, I was watching this YouTube video on this particular radio, and you can set it because the way it's set up, if your message comes over, it'll blink a couple of times, and then you don't see your message. And I don't know if it works, but it says you can set that to be continuous, and that light won't quit blinking, you know, until you do see the message and do whatever it is you got to do. So I think I've got two. It makes a funny racket when I get one that loud to blink off and on for two or three times. But I said it's continuous, but it don't keep blinking. So now I don't know where to go back to try to find whatever the message was. I've tried to look through the book, and I still hadn't found it. How to retrieve a message, so I don't know.
Is it a touch screen? Getting it to it, because I know that there's a, like I said, it depends on the radio. I'm not that familiar. I mean, I know what the 1DR looks like, but I never really worked one. But normally there's a way where you can hit that, though. You can hit your stations listed, like the stations you received, packets you received, APRS packets you received, and give them the location and all that sort of thing. There's another one in there where you can, there ought to be a thing in the menu there where you can get the message you received. And some people said that, I mean, if they receive a message, they've got it set up so it's got a predetermined text where it auto-replies.
I know how to go to the list that I receive. You hit the F button and it says list down here like on the zero. But once you hit the F button, you hit that and I see a whole list of 60 or the last 60 that I've received. But I just, when that thing flashes, I don't catch it quick enough to know who it was. So I put it on continuous till at least I can look at it and see. But it hadn't done that yet. So I'm not sure about, but it's done it twice. So I know I received him. I just don't know how to retrieve it. And I don't know which ones it was. And I've been trying to figure that out too. But anyway, maybe I will later, sooner, or whatever.
Now, like I said, I haven't worked with like the 1DR, but the other Yeezys that had APRS on them, it had a thing, it had like a pop-up that popped up on the screen. It would give you the, if you got a message, it'd say, message, just say so-and-so, like DE-N4DJC, and then you have another button where you can hit, where you can read what the message was. It may say, how you doing, or whatever. Maybe an automatic message. When somebody gets it, then you can hit it, and you should have there should be a way of hitting that F button, hit some other key. I don't know which one it might be, Stacy. Hit that some other key, and it'll pop up where you get the message, and have another way where you can reply to that message. And it should have, like I said, I don't know that much about the 1DR, but most radios like that have a, at least the later versions of it, had a situation where you could have where you could write a predetermined text message in there and pick that one text message and reply back to it. And then some of them had it, you could auto-reply that same message, like, send me three so-and-so, whatever, your call sign or something like that. And there's also some methods where you can send APRS messages direct to another station. And that's something I've not done. So I'm not sure how that works, but for instance, when I worked the old, it used to be a PSAT. It was that naval satellite that goes, and all it did was APRS beacons, and you could beacon somebody back. You'd receive the beacon, and they'd send me a message, reply back, and that's how you establish that you made, that would be a proper QSO to Canada's contact over.
You must have lost me for some reason.
I did. I don't know why or how, but I must have. You got me now?
Well, I said I know how to find the station list of the last 60, but every time a new one comes on, I guess that 60th one goes away. So I don't know how to go back and retrieve two messages. I just don't know how. And these happened in the last 2 days, so I don't know how you'd find them now whatsoever. Over.
Dig into it a little bit on this end and see what I can find out. But there should be a way to retrieve those messages, and you ought to have some method of replying to them, or either having a text message you already pre-written to reply to them automatically, or send it to them via the, digipeter you're working. But the next one start here in a minute, I think, Stacy. I probably need to get off here, but if my grandkids ain't up here, they may be going to sleep here about after the nap. If they're not, I'll come back up here and touch base with you, see if you find anything else out. Over.
Appreciate it, my friend. I'll try, unless somehow or another I fall off to sleep or something, but I'll be here. Thanks for all your help, and I'll talk at you when we do. N4DJC and 4OBQ, I'll be clear.
I'll do my best to see if we can figure out. I make a bit of sleep myself. and I was looking at your QRZ page. You about radio poor, I think. That's what my daddy would have told me. you got a nice station set up there. Anyway, I'll holler at you a little later unless I go to sleep myself. 73N4DJ Sea Clear.
2MJB, 3 minutes, 2 net. CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. Operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 545072. Any formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Heard on the traffic call. Are there any announcements for the or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Heard on announcements or bulletins, so we'll go ahead and begin with the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I'd like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have KI4KCX, Jerry in Gray Court, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, and for IEI, Fred's wife, Isla, coming along with Fred. We have KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and I think he's bringing along with Linda. Haven't got that confirmed, but I'm assuming Linda is his spouse, since they're both there in Piedmont. That's KG4QLQ. Next we have W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. N4WRO, Bill in Easley. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. And lastly, we have KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. Appreciate all them coming along and making use of the early check-in availability there on the Brer's webpage, and we welcome them to the net. Next, we have Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Control, this is 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, Richard in Simpsonville. I also have my wife, Sally, Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha, and my daughter Ashley, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima, all in Simpsonville, no traffic.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm at my home in Pelzer tonight. 7:30, Mark, Miss Wendy, and all on the net. I'll be negative tonight.
W2MJB, control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville. Richard, I didn't catch your wife's name. Could you come back with your wife's name, please?
Yes, sir. Her name is Sally.
Thank you, Richard. And I think your daughter's name is Ashley, right?
That is correct.
That recheck, Richard. It's been a long time since I've heard you on the radio when you used to call the net. Glad to hear you back on the radio. It's been a long time since we've seen you and heard from you. So hopefully all is well with you. That's KA3JCA. They're in Simpsonville, and he brings along his wife, Sally, K KA4JCA, and his daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL. Thanks for checking in tonight, Richard. It's really good to hear from you. Good to see you're still in the area. And say hello to Sally and Ashley for us tonight. Next, we have KO4NNH, Fred in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all checking in by Echolink Note, and y'all have a great evening. And please stick around and listen to the rest of the net if you wish. Looks like that's it for Echolink stations right now, so we'll go ahead and move to regular RF check-in. Tonight being Sunday night, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
The JB. Can everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. How about negative and negative? Everybody had a good evening.
MJB. K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rick, and bringing Lorena and Michelle along with you tonight. There was one station that checked in that you were way down in the noise, and I couldn't pull you out. So if you would, I don't know if you're mobile or not, but if you can try again, I would appreciate it. We have W4DJW, Dave in Greer, KB2BYQ, David in Easley, and lastly, K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. So we have, that's it for those initial calls, so we'll go ahead and recall Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. K-A-4-A-I-G or K-4-A-I-J. Is there anyone out there that has could hear that and provide a relay for me, please? W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm all trying to get in. You're way down in the noise, and I can't pull you out, unfortunately, so please come back another time. Would love to get you in the net, in the log. So have a great evening. Let's take a break here. There's a couple more Echolink stations up. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. MJB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit. And I'll hang around.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4RJN, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. And I'd have you down for a few comments or react to you toward the end of the net. So thank you for volunteering to direct you with me tonight. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ in Harry in Kevin, North Carolina, and I'll be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC4EZN, Harry, there in Kansas, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. Have a great evening there in the mountains. Any other check-ins that go through hotel, please call W2MJB or net control. Nothing heard on the second call for Echo through Hotel, so we'll go ahead and move to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James. I'm up here on this mountain in Tuscaloosa, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Say it's 73 degrees 180.
2MJB. Kilo 3, Juliet, Tango, Delta, K3JTV. Jim in Union County, South Carolina. Negative, negative, 73.
MJB. So, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI on HT. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round table. And I hadn't heard KA3JCA on here in I don't know how many years.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. We have K3JTD, Jim, in Union, South Carolina. And finally, KI4LZI, Andy, there in Table Rock. Appreciate y'all checking in. And Andy, I confirm, I think it's probably been about 4 years since we've heard Richard on the net, so it's good to hear him back. I'm glad he's still alive and kicking, so it's really good to hear. So hopefully he'll come back more often now. Any other check-in, Echo through, or India through Lima, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB.
EB.
Check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
W2MJB. Please check in your neighbor over here. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. G, Kevin, over here in Mountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Control. Again, Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and I'm in the land of Waz. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Recognizing KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer, and Larry brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, and bringing Donna along. Next, we have our neighbor there in Fountain Inn, that's Kevin, KN4UBG. Thanks for checking in tonight, Kevin. And lastly, we have W4WOZ, Rod, there in Malden. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rod. With that, there are There's another Echo Link station up, so we'll switch back over, take a minute, and check in this Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, please check in KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both can easily check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
KC4SKD, can you please restate Rhonda's call sign, please?
No problem. Rhonda's call sign is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. KG4AHS, KC4SKD.
QMJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Thank you for rechecking on Rhonda's call sign for me, Larry. I was expecting you to say negative and negative or something, and then the second call sign came out, so I wasn't prepared. So that is KC4SKD, Larry in Easley, and he brings along his wife, Rhonda. KG4AHS. Thanks for your patience, Larry, and appreciate you checking in with me tonight, and have a great evening. Looks like that's it for the Echo Link stations for the time being, so we'll go ahead and switch back to the RF check-ins. Next call sign group is Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Centerville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, recognizing KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lloyd. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Nothing heard on that second call for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, recognizing KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. 10 November 4, Quebec, November, Victor. N4QNV, it's Brian in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, recognizing N4QNV, Brian in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Brian. With that, that looks like that's the end for the Quebec through Tango group, so we'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB, Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX Daniel, mobile in Spartanburg. I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, recognizing KO4ZYX Daniel in Spartanburg. Thanks for checking in tonight, Daniel, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, nothing heard on the second call for Uniform through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and move and open up for the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Me out there is pretty noisy. Please check in November for Alpha Hotel Oscar and for AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative. Hope everybody's having a great weekend.
JB, Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I am mobile in Spartanburg, and I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
JB. Windy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening, Q, and all on the net.
MJB. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4AHO, Doug, in Wall Hollow. Thanks for checking in tonight, Doug. Not sure if it's real noisy on your side, but fortunately you came through very clear. Wasn't full quieting quite, but I could hear you and pull you out real well tonight. So glad things are clear on our side for you. Next, we have W4CTW, Tyler Mobile in Spartanburg. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tyler, and drive safe so you can return home all in one piece tonight. We've got N4HHC, Warren in Taylors. Our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, Gary in Easley, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary, and have a great evening. And we have N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I appreciate you checking in as well, Jerry. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the second call for Alpha through Zulu, so we will go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks for all of you checking in with me tonight. All stations wishing to secure Bay News. We'll now begin the action portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. KN4RJN, can you hold on for a second?
This is KN4RJN, roger that.
K3JCA, Richard, this is W2MJB, net control. Since it's been so long since we've heard from you, can you give us a little bit of update on what's going on in your life, whether things are going well, and how your wife and daughter are doing?
This is KA3JCA. Well, my health has progressively gotten worse over the last 2 years. I'm pretty much kind of confined to the house in bed and on oxygen all the time. So pretty much that's it. I just got my DMR radio hooked back up since I don't have an HF radio up, so I'm able to at least get out and talk to stations around the world. But I'm hoping that my daughter will help me get my 2-meter rig and stuff hooked back up in the bedroom. That way I don't have to use Echolink much. But other than that, Sally's doing okay, and she's almost glad that the school season's over. And my daughter Ashley is, she's enjoying her job at Publix there up in Greer, and, or Taylor's. And then, of course, our puppies are doing great. So I was glad to hear Gary on there and his wife Joy. And my wife asked if Robert checked in tonight. I think it was, his call was WR8RW. Okay, it's been so long. So, back to you, Mark. Thank you for asking, KA3JCA.
JCA, W2MJB. I was kind of surprised and happy to see your call sign there on the Echolink when I turned it on this evening. It's good to hear you're doing well and all in your family as well. WR8RW, he is really no longer participating in the net. He's kind of inactive on our net. He's currently the Aries, point of contact here in the Greenville County area. So he's still actively involved in radio, just not in the net any longer. But other than that, please come back. We're glad to hear you on the radio again, and since you've got Echolink up, and we'd be glad to see you participate in being active again. It's good to hear you on the net.
Thank you again. Thank you very much there. So I'm going to go ahead and turn in here. But I know there's some other people that probably want to say hi, but I'm usually trying to monitor during the daytime somewhat. And like I said, I'm on DMR, and I usually hang out on Talk Group 93, which is the North America Talk Group. And then, of course, I'm willing to give everybody my DMR number if they're into DMR, and they can also private chat through the DMR. So, alrighty, we'll turn it back over to you, Mark, and hopefully, I take it all the nets are at 9 o'clock every night now.
CAW2MJB, yes, we're still sticking to the 9 o'clock time slot for the Brars net, and you can come back anytime, any day. We're here continuing on that legacy that was started by Mr. Allison, and we appreciate you being on the net tonight. Stay safe and stay well, and we hope to hear from you again.
73 from Sally and Ashley and myself, KA3JCA.
KI4LZI.
Go ahead, great check.
Hey, that wants to contact Robert Webster, Doug R8RW, on the radio anymore. He's an active Sky One Net Control Operator 2, as well as EC of Greenville County. You need to go to 14547, tone 91.5, and when they have their nets at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday, usually you can get a hold of Robert Webster, WR8RW, over there almost on a regular basis, because he's a Sky One Net controller as well as EC over there in Greenville County. Just letting y'all know that. KI4LZI Portal.
To that note, Andy, and there you go, Richard. That's one method of being able to contact Richard and let him know that how things are going with yourself. So have a great evening. Thank you, Andy, and we'll go back to the net. Let me take a break here and see if there's any others there for check-in. Any check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Charlie 4 Alpha Golf.
8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
W2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. That first station, I got AC4AG, is that correct? I didn't get a name or a location either. Can you recheck, please?
That was correct on the call sign. It's Austin and Taylor. I'm actually here out of Kentucky right now, visiting family. And I am, my name's Austin, 84. Back in
to MJB. Thanks, Austin, for rechecking. That is AC4AG, Austin, currently in Taylor's. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Austin. And then we have WD8RON, Ed in Brevard. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ed, and have a great evening there in the mountains in the beautiful Blue Ridge. With that, we'll go back to RAG2, KN4RJN. John, thank you for giving us a little moment there so we could check in with Richard and see how he was doing. So go ahead. What are your thoughts tonight? Any interesting facts and figures from the star systems tonight?
This is KN4RJN. No problem. I'm glad you were able to speak with him there for a bit. Meteor shower, or possible meteor shower, will be May 31st, which is early Monday morning at 1 o'clock in the morning, so late Sunday night, early Monday morning, however you want to look at that. The Cal Herculeids which are the result of a comet that was discovered back in the 30s that broke up into a lot of little pieces, and as a result of that, it is running now closer to the sun and at much higher speeds. And we may see, and we're going to run into the tail of that, and we may see an incredible meteor shower, and I'm talking possibly 1,000 meteors an hour, early Monday morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, and let everybody know about that. I mentioned it last week, and I'll probably mention it again tomorrow, just to let everybody know. But go out about 12:30, get you a couple of lawn chairs, lean back, let your eyes adjust to the dark, and you don't need a scope, you don't need binoculars, just look more or less to the west, and you might see one incredible light show.
Virgin W2MJB, I was reading something about that on the online news article that they were saying that if they're not going 200 and something miles an hour, that that we won't see them. I guess there's not enough momentum to build up that heat and create the flame or the fireball that they generate as they go across the sky. Any ideas? You know, I figure most of that stuff out there was going like 17,000 miles an hour, to where they were saying it's more like 200 miles an hour on those small particles. What can you give us any more detail on that?
This is KH4RJ, and some of the larger particles, and I'm talking pebble to nugget size things, will be going slower, and they will in fact generate enough heat bouncing off the atmosphere to put on quite a light show. If you can get to where dark skies are, you can you can probably see quite a few, and even if you're in city lights, you ought to be able to see a few of the brighter ones. But again, this meteor shower might rival the one back in 20 years ago of the Leonids, and the one in the early 1800s, or late 1800s, I guess it was, that freaked everybody out. But it could be quite a show, and it could be, you know, nothing. It's kind of hard to predict that, but I would definitely get out there and get ready to watch and see if, in fact, it does produce what they think it's going to produce, because wouldn't want to miss that. It's not going to happen again for it may not happen again. It's the comet's broken up, and not telling how much of it's going to make its way back here. But give it a shot.
The other thing they said that was going to happen more out in the west, is that true, that it's more out in the west, or how much will we actually see here in the eastern side of the country versus the western side?
This is KN4RJ, and the west will just see it a couple hours before, because of the time change. They'll see some of it, but it'll be earlier in the evening. They'll see it at, you know, like 10 o'clock there at their time, 10, 11, somewhere around in there. We'll see it at around 1 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning, and I forget where the moon is at that point in time, but we're real close to a new moon right now, so there shouldn't be much moonlight washing it out. But but yeah, they'll see it. They'll just see it earlier. They don't have to stay up as late. but we ought to be able to see quite a bit on this side of the country.
JNW2MJB. Yeah, hopefully my wife will get me up. I'll probably go to bed early so that I can get up and watch it for a little bit and then go back to bed, since that's going into a work day there for me. But anything else out there other than that's coming up here in the next couple weeks that you might be able to let us know about?
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, I haven't been watching, keeping an eye on what's going on. I've been up in Virginia helping my daughter move for the last few days, and been offline and haven't been keeping up with the news. But I'll check it out, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night if there's anything else coming up this month. But the big thing is, of course, the meteor shower. So get ready to, you know, get out your best lawn chairs or, you know, chaise lounges, just so you can, you know, lay back and get comfortable. I don't know what the temperature is going to be, but if it's a little cool, take a blanket, your favorite beverage, and just lay back and watch the show.
Well, are they light enough that you can video that kind of stuff, or is it too dark and too far away?
Is KN4RGN. I'm not entirely sure if, you know, a cell phone video can catch some of that. I know they have photographed them in the past with, you know, high speed stuff, but you know, hey, you can only try and see what happens. But if it's bright enough and your skies are dark enough and you don't have any other, you know, ambient light coming, you know, too much ambient light coming in, your cell phone might be able to catch some of that.
I'll have Wendy try videoing some of it and see what she can catch. So how's your pup doing? Is your pup surviving?
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, he went. Of course, I couldn't take him with me, so I was gone. I left Thursday and came back this morning, and as dogs are wont to do when they latch onto a particular human, they went nuts when I came in the door. I thought he thought he had died and come back from the dead, I guess, but he's all happy now. And, you know, as soon as they got him calmed down and whatnot, I sat down on the couch and he immediately hopped up and laid his head in my lap, and everything was good with the world. So he's doing all right, as are the cats.
Our greyhound has a limp right now. She went out and ran around the backyard, and she was limping. And then it went away and took her on a garbage run Saturday, and she jumped out of the back truck. And since then, she's kind of been limping more, so I don't know if she's got a corn on a pad. I looked at her feet. I don't see any wounds or anything. So I don't know if she's got a corn or if she just twisted her ankle or what it is, but poor dog's limping around here. So kind of feel sad for her. Hopefully it'll go away. I'm not looking forward to having another vet bill. The last two cost us about $2,000 total for the two vet bills, where she had to have the plate removed from her back leg where she broke it in her last race. And then I think she jammed a stick in one of her front paws between the toes. So, and that was $500 to get it fixed. So she's a much more expensive dog than our first one. And she's almost, medical bills are almost as expensive for animals as they are for humans nowadays.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, I know that all too well. I've looked into pet health insurance, but it's almost as expensive as it is for humans too. But Ellie was towards the end was somewhat expensive because she developed a limp, and then the lump turned out to be bone cancer, and oh Lord, that turned into a mess. But there was basically nothing we could do. So, vet bills are, and I had to take the three cats in here not long ago and get them all checked out and vaccinated and all their shots up to date and all that kind of stuff. And that was a major hit to the wallet. So, yeah, they are expensive. On the bright side, I'm just glad I don't own a horse.
Not only with a horse would a vet bill be expensive, just the feet alone. My grandmother, after my grandfather passed away on my mom's side, they had a 40-acre farm that my mom grew up on, and he kept horses around with his dairy cows. But when he passed away, the sons took care of the farm. And I think she had a horse there for a little bit that she held on to, and then she finally had to get rid of it because all the horse did was eat hay, you know. They didn't really let it out in the field to mow the grass up, you know, the alfalfa and the grain stalks off the fields after they were harvested. But yeah, it was pretty expensive for her to just keep it in hay. So animals are expensive. I think I heard, at least for like a dog, over their lifetime, the food and everything that you buy them, they're like $5,000 to $6,000, depending on how much food they eat. So not only that, but you really don't see it a bag at a time, like you do with kids that are always in the fridge eating stuff. Over.